Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, Jen, let's do it.
Okay,
it's
Jess.
Fat Mascara. We are live. We are live. Let's go.
We are not live. We are recorded.
We should do some live shows. I don't know how that would work.
I still have to figure out the tech for that. But hi, It's Wednesday.
What's up? Yeah, Wednesday, if you're listening to us when we drop. We usually drop on a Tuesday and a Friday, but now we're doing a little bit of a Wednesday drop. See how that works. Let's feel it out.
I mean, that is the new schedule for 2022. So you're going to get your news episode. Yeah. I just call it the news episode, but it's like the fun, chatty news episode on Wednesdays every week. And on Friday, you're still going to get your deep dive beauty interview with a mover and shaker of the beauty industry or a celebrity or a health or wellness person or someone we think is cool.
Movers and shakers only. Movers and shakers only.
Yeah, we have a mover and a shaker this Friday too. Oh my God, we have so many good guests coming up. Like I
know.
Jess and I have been like scheduling like crazy and trying to keep all the people in order and who's what week, but we have a lot of really fun guests coming up.
Movers and shakers, check your inbox. Refresh, refresh, refresh. You might get an email from us.
Oh.
All right, it's going. It's going. I just unzipped my jacket, which means I'm going to stay a little while.
Oh, good. Nice to have you. I had a great week because I had a hair color breakthrough. I just wanted.
I noticed because you were on our Instagram and you had this like curtain of glass hair. And I was like, excuse me, did we do this ourselves with our Revlon?
Well, this is the thing. My breakthrough was a DIY breakthrough that then my colorist, Jenna, who is at Spoken Wheel, approved of. So here's what happened.
Okay.
And the glass hair might have just been that Garnier Fructis that I raised a wand to the other day, the glass hair lamellar rinse.
You know I love an at-home product. You know I love a drugstore product, but this looked like it was done with a professional setup. This looked like this was a pro moment.
Well, I'm almost a pro because here's what I'm doing. For the longest time, I've gotten around my gray hair. I keep my gray hair and I dye around it every like 4 to 6 weeks. It's more like 6 weeks. So when it's 6 weeks, at the 3 week mark, I have poly walnuts, I like to call it. I don't know if you've seen Sopranos.
Yes.
But my hair, like right at my temples.
Everyone Google image if you don't know what she's talking about.
But right at my temples gets like bright white, like the white spot on top of my head.
Yeah.
And it's a cute look on the top of my head. It's kind of my thing. But like at my temples, when I pull back my hair, even when I don't, it looks like I have like Santa beard coming out of my face. It's just not a cute look. So I do my own hairline only on the 3 week mark before I go back to the colorist. And so I used to use DP Hue, Root Touch Up Kit. I've been using it forever, low ammonia, does not oxidize and turn red. It's great. But I noticed over time my hairline's been getting a little bit inkier and I don't like an inky brunette. And it's probably me because like I'm the one putting the dye on, not her. So she had a suggestion. I usually use medium brown. She had me buy a light brown kit as well. And now I mix half medium, half light brown. look at me.
Okay. So now, but you have to buy two kits.
You do, but you save it. So that each kit comes with two applications.
Yeah, you know.
How the metal tube that has the, not the developer, but the color itself, that saves for my next round. So yes, I bought two kits, but I had four applications in the two kits.
Understood.
So I still am good to go. I didn't waste any. And it's so much better. I don't like, it's less poly walnuts when it does come in too, because the brown is not as dark.
So I'm laughing at the poly walnuts because I think I've heard you say that before. Yes. Yeah. I get that reference, like, you know, wholeheartedly, but I get that too. It's not as white as you're describing. My reference is Old Mother Hubbard.
Is it when you put your hair back in a ponytail or a bun or something? Is that when it bothers you the most?
Yeah. So I just make a real point to not do that. Like I have a couple of like social moments. I wouldn't call them events, but social moments right before I'm getting color at the end of the month. And of course these social moments are happening like right before. And I'm already strategizing, like, I'm going to be wearing my hair down.
Yeah.
And I just, like, life is different now. I mean, like, listeners of the show, like, know that, like, I've, like, banged on about this for a long time. Like, oh, like, I never get to do anything anymore. I'm so busy.
You do have a child under five, which makes things harder.
Child under five. Yeah, like, you know, yeah, like, it's just, like, I don't zip around the way I used to. So, like, I'm not, like, it's not like I'm making my hair appointment, making my brow appointment, and, like the appointments are just, like, not happening the way they used to. So, like, there's a lot of, like, cutting corners. So I like what you're saying. I'm interested in this. I'm not even doing a root touch-up. I need to start doing the root touch-up. So this is, like, related but not, and then we're going to get to the news in a second, but it's just, like, it's popping up in my mind. I was having a broader conversation with some people the other day, and they were talking about, like, what they've learned to, like, or what they've decided to give up during this, like, you know, couple year period. And I don't want to go down, like, a pandemic beauty rabbit hole, because that's just, like, not the headspace I want to go in right now. But she was saying that she's like, I don't ever want to get manicures again. And I was thinking, like, whoa, buddy, like, I'm so not there, because, like, I feel like I'm desperate to, like, go get a whole, like,
be serviced.
I want to see people in the spa. I want my brows done. I want my nails done. I want a pedi. I want the whole workup. And she was just like, no, I just, like, you know, like, why did we do these things? And I was just like, oh, you're totally, we are not on the same page, babe. And, like, I didn't get to a whole thing, but, like, don't you kind of, like, want these, like, treats?
I do. And but you know what I'm thinking about also? Let's say it's been 3 years now. It's been 2.5 years, whatever. I feel like your personality and your likes can change a lot in that time. And we might be all associating it with whatever has happened to us in the last 3 years or 2.5 years, whatever, with the pandemic. Whereas maybe at a certain point in someone's life, they're over. Like, I have waves where I'm, like, really into manicures for 2 years and then I'm off manicures for 2 years. Or, like, you know, I want facials and then, you know, I go on a little bit of a kick. So I'm not saying she's wrong and it's not because of the pandemic. I'm just saying, like, it's so funny that we've lost track of, like, what our normal is, that we normally might be adjusting our beauty routines just because of our age or our lifestyle or circumstances. And it's just—
My lifestyle has certainly changed. Yeah.
So just like, oh, pandemic.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. I was just, it's certainly not a judgment on anyone who's not into manicures. I was just thinking, like, wow, my appetite for, like, I want to get into spas and get into, like, all the treats so much that for somebody to kind of recoil at the idea, it's just such a—
Is this a work from home person?
The person is mostly working from home, not all the time.
Now that I work at home all the time, I used to get all those things done, like, during the commute. Like, I'd either book the appointments for on the way to an office or on the way home from an office. Yeah. And now it's like, oh, I got to make a whole extra trip for that appointment. That also affects me personally. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Right. And then, I mean, to say nothing of what's actually happening to the spa industry. But let's get to the news. And we can table this discussion. If anyone's having any responses to these ideas, I'd love to hear them.
Yes.
I'm so glad you guys can't see my nails, because you would be horrified that I'm about to talk about beauty. Okay.
Here it comes.
Shall we get to it?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's get to it with the news. I was very excited to hear that Janine Lobel is back in beauty. If you don't recognize Janine's name, She is the founder of Stila Cosmetics. Now, Stila was founded in 1994, and then she sold it to Estee Lauder Cosmetics in 1999. And this was really like the moment of all of the indie beauty brands really becoming like a hot thing. So she is a real pioneer. But then she like, I don't know, Jen, had you been hearing a lot from Janine? I hadn't.
Actually, Josie Maran mentioned her in our interview last week. But yeah, I haven't heard her name within the beauty industry in a while.
Yeah, well, she is back. She's clearly been very busy. She has a new line called Neen, and Neen is actually her nickname, Neen, cute. And it's going to be direct to consumer, what isn't right now, it feels like. It's going to have 11 products, including eyeshadow, cheek and lip products, and it's actually a subscription model. So here's how it works. It's a little complicated, but I'm going to try to like distill it. For about $12 a month, it's between 10 and 12, depending on how you subscribe, subscribers will get a postcard in the mail. Okay, stay with me. A postcard. Now, I haven't seen it with my own eyes yet. They didn't have any available. I tried to get some to test it out for all you FM listeners. And the postcard is going to have samples of cosmetics on it that you can actually trial yourself. So like you can like rub it off and try on mm-hmm. the products. And it will have a code, like a QR code, where you can like actually see how to apply the look. And the idea is that like when you look at a tutorial online and it's like, okay, I'm going to try this thing that, you know, so-and-so, this like look that so-and-so is doing, you might not actually have the products or even like close to similar products to try that look. So it's like, okay, that's cool that they're doing it, but like, how do I really get it? So here you'll have a lot of the colors to actually achieve that look. And if you like the look, then you can buy the full size products from Neen's website. And then the models that they use in the videos are kind of interesting. And they have their own stories. They have their own causes. So they're, you know, there's just that extra layer there. And it just feels very modern and cool. Now, if you like the products, let's just get back to the products really quickly. They are in completely reusable packaging. You can throw them in the dishwasher when you're done. And you can send them back actually to the brand.
She got her memo on luxury codes.
Mm-hmm. I know. I love this. And they can be recycled into making playground mats for kids.
If and when you're done refilling.
Yeah, when you're done. I mean, like there's just a lot of layers to this business. And I don't know. I would love to talk to Jean more about this, but it's just really cool.
You mean Neen? Like we're on a nickname basis. Neen.
Neen. Yeah. Neen. It's just really fun and I can't wait to try it. And I wish I could have given you guys a firsthand experience, but
we'll report back once we get to try it.
Yes. Now, somebody who has been on the show, who we do know, Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson is getting into beauty. And honestly, Jen, when I wrote this headline, I was thinking, doesn't she like have something already? Because I feel like Kate Hudson has gotten into so many beauty adjacent spaces.
She was like a La Mer spokesperson, but she never had her own beauty line. She had like Fabletics. She had the supplement line in Bloom.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm surprised that she doesn't have her own massive line already. She is working with Juice Beauty and she has one SKU right now. It's the Juice Beauty Revitalizing Acacia and Rose Powder Mask. It's $39. It has acacia powder. And I hope I'm saying that right. It's rich in antioxidants. It has aloe.
I think it's acacia if it's the tree.
It's acacia?
There's either acai, the Brazilian fruit.
That one I've nailed. I've mastered
acacia. Acai. Is the tree. Yeah.
Acacia. Okay. Yeah. All right. Sorry, everyone. Sorry, we learn trees. Together. Sorry, trees. As olive leaf powder, it has vitamin C in it, which is the rose petal pheopigment powder. It has light pink. It's all very Kate Hudson. Now, if you're wondering how this came together, as it does, as these things do, through their friend Cindy Crawford, Juice Beauty founder Karen Banky is friends with Cindy. So is Kate. This has been
so
a match.
Are we? No, just kidding.
So are. Okay, we all hung out together in Malibu. We're like, we should make this happen.
Oh my God, what I wouldn't give to hang out in Cindy's house in Malibu.
I know, right? But this has been a dream product for Kate Hudson. And honestly, this feels very fitting. And I really had to like check three times to make sure that we didn't already report this news like 6 months ago, because it just feels like so right, doesn't it?
And good for you for not coming out with 5,000 SKUs all at once, Kate. Let's do it. Let's do one thing and see if we can do it well. I like that.
I think it's great. Okay, so now Jess's business desk. Can we get some like 80s style like stock market? Like,
please hold.
I want, if this were a video, I want pictures of people commuting. I want, you know,
in their power suits, like the New York City skyline.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I want like a coffee, you know, cart. I want to see all
this.
Okay?
Jess has given herself another column and corner. I did not approve this. Okay. Go ahead.
Jess. No, I did. A few weeks ago. Yeah. This is fully, we discussed.
And now
this
you have theme music for it. Continue.
I've just added a theme music. Okay. So P&G bought Tula. Mm-hmm. Tula, I'm surprised because I remember talking about Tula before it launched with some people. And it was this new, like, probiotic, kind of like just hitting the scene. You know, is America ready for probiotics? Mm-hmm. Now P&G snapped it up for an undisclosed amount of money, i.e. probably a ton of money.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember when probiotics was just like Jamie Lee Curtis's thing?
Jess is referencing Activia yogurt for those of you who might be too young to remember those commercials.
Or the Saturday Night Live American commercials.
Yeah.
You know what? It was a hard sell for the American public. It's a confusing concept. We had on Dr. Whitney Bowe to talk about it, but like it was a little bit before CBD. And honestly, I think everybody gave CBD all of the crazy drama and media and love. And I feel Tula was just like slowly, steadily working its way into big business.
Yeah. And I think it's a difficult connection for people to make that, you know, you don't eat it. It's a gut health kind of thing. They have Dr. Oshini Raj, who is their who's one of their co-founders.
Yes. Well, but it's also not just probiotics for your gut. It's the microbiome aspect.
Yes.
Of it.
But I think it's a concept that I honestly, I'm really not surprised, but I'm kind of like, huh, you know, like it really did take off. Very cool. And P&G has snapped up a few big brands recently. They just bought Way in December and they bought Pharmacy Beauty in November. Now we are still at the Jess's business desk. Ebony is up for sale. Oh. Ebony, you might know as the magazine, but the trademarks for Ebony and E-B-O-N-E, so I guess you would say that Ebony or...
Pronounced the same, I think.
Yeah, exactly. It is up for commercial use in the fields of fashion, cosmetics, and personal care. So Ebony was created by Johnson Publishing Company and founded in 1942 by the late Eunice W. Johnson and John H. Johnson. It is the firm that they owned was once the largest Black-owned publishing company in the U.S. And you might remember this name if you're not already familiar with Eunice Johnson. She was the creator of Fashion Fair. And Fashion Fair just relaunched again just earlier in 2021. So watch this space. We don't have confirmation of an Ebony Cosmetics or personal care line, but it's very interesting to know that it is now up for grabs.
Excellent name, too. I mean, good on whoever snaps up that licensing, right?
Yes. And then finally, I just want to throw to a couple of weeks ago, I had a conversation with Cher.
Burying the lead. Forget your business desk. It's Cher. Come on.
Jess's celebrity lounge.
Yes.
So Cher and I had a conversation. It was Zoom, obviously. And
tell
this was because,
everything.
Well, I'm going to link to, I'll put the link in, we could put it on our Instagram story and I'll put it in our Facebook fan group, which I hope you're part of this page because it is bumping. I have to say the conversation.
Oh, I love our Facebook group.
Has gotten like very active lately.
They're the best.
Yes. So I talked to Cher because she is part of a campaign for MAC. Now, this MAC campaign is really different. Cher only participated in it because it's not about a product, okay? She does not have a collaboration with MAC. She said that she and MAC had been, quote, doing a dance for some time, which I loved. She's in it with Saweetie. And the idea is that it's called hashtag challenge accepted. And it's really about challenging like expectations, being yourself. It's kind of more thematic. It's about like really just like being at the top of your game and being an original, et cetera, et cetera. It's more conceptual. She literally said it wasn't for about a product, it was for a concept. And I just wanted to share a couple of like little tidbits that I thought were cool. We talked about her look and I asked her about like different collaborators that she worked with and everything. And something she talked about, she said that she, you know, she said that she is like a huge makeup lover, obviously, but she said that it took a little while for her to like herself without makeup. And she said she loved her face when it was painted. I love that she used the word painted. Mm-hmm. But she said that it took her a while to kind of, you know, accept herself without. She goes, I didn't realize I was kind of cute when I didn't have makeup on. And then she had to, it took her a while to be happy both ways. And that otherwise, if you're not happy both ways, you waste a lot of time. So I thought that was interesting. And I asked her about how she feels about, you know, living in really like a youth obsessed culture. I mean, she's 75 years old. She's seen a lot, but she's outlasted a lot. And she said she doesn't think about age. And she's like, I actually forget my age a lot. She said, this is going to sound crazy, but when the COVID boosters came out, she thought, oh my God, all those old people, they really got to get those boosters.
What was it? Ages like 65 and up or something at first?
Yeah. I don't know. But she's just like, I just totally forgot she was a candidate. But she said, all those old people got to get it.
I love she that. Like she didn't even think of herself as part of that group of people. Well, yeah. I mean, Cher, you're an icon. You stand alone. Like, you don't get an age cohort. You're Cher.
Mm-hmm. But I thought that was really, really funny. I thought that was cool. And I just loved her attitude. And then she also left me, and I couldn't put this in the piece because it was just kind of like not related at all. Ooh, but she loves to read.
A Fat Mascara exclusive. Go ahead.
This is really like not like super, it's not salacious, but I just thought because our listeners are so intelligent and so multifaceted, they'd love to know what Cher is reading right now.
Of course.
She loves audiobooks. She's reading. These are kind of surprised me. I just like, I was like, okay, Cher. She's reading Clementine, The Life of Mrs. Winston Churchill. She was really inspired by that.
Okay.
She loves audiobooks. And she's reading, she said, Anderson's Mom. And I was like, it's Gloria, obviously. I was like, Gloria? And I was just like taking little like,
oh, you
she
first
said,
knew kind of, Anderson Cooper. And then you knew enough to know Gloria Vanderbilt?
Yes. Yes. And she did that all.
Same wavelength? Yeah.
I just, you know, it's like when you don't want to fill in someone's sentences, especially Cher's, but I was right. Yeah. Gloria Vanderbilt, it's called Vanderbilt, The Rise and Fall of an American Dynasty. She also said the same thing actually too. She was like, yeah, it was backstage at the Oscars. She was talking about, was asking her about like fashion and her Bob Mackie dresses. And I asked her like, what was the, you know, your favorite one? And she said, well, it was the one with the mohawk and it was like a bare midriff. And she said that, you know, the Oscars, the Academy Awards, they weren't really happy with it. And they just, there's or some people, no, not the Oscars, not the whole Academy, but she said some people thought that she was being disrespectful to the Academy. And she's like, but I just, you know, she's like, I saw Jane backstage and she was like, I love it. Like, you know, kind of like, you go girl, like that kind of attitude. And I was just like, Fonda?
I was just going to say,
of course, but she's like, yeah, like, she just used a lot of
first name basis.
Yes, that I just had to like, you know, for fact checking purposes, confirm. I knew I couldn't go back to Cher, you know, the next day and confirm. I have like 10 minutes with her. But anyway, it was really cool.
When you said Anderson's mom, like all my friends have kids. So I immediately thought like, oh, like some kid from school. Because you know how parents talk about
They're all naming their kids Anderson and Emerson.
Well, no, just like it's always the kid's name and then the mom. You know, Hannah's mom, Oscar's mom, Anderson's mom. Of course,
that's funny.
You're a better journalist than I am because you immediately knew who she was talking about. What? Did you have a blast talking to her?
I did. And I wasn't really wearing makeup and... Because exactly the kind of stuff I was talking about the front is just at the top of the show, like just, you
know. Was she offended by your bare face?
And she goes, I'm not really wearing any makeup right now because I didn't want her to think I was like a schlubba-dubba. And she goes, you look cute because you look cute without makeup. And I was like, oh,
good night. All right.
I guess I can do this, Cher. But the best was when she picked up the phone or the Zoom or whatever. She goes, hey, babe. And then I have this transcript and I send it to this place to get all my stuff transcribed. And then it says, like, I was like, hi, Cher, or like, hello. And then it says, hey, babe, like Cher, colon, yes. Hey, babe.
Yes. I just feel like I can, that's like how she talked to Sunny on that, the show, yeah. Like, hey, babe.
Like it's the whole, I got the whole Cher picture. So anyway, thank you for letting me.
Oh my God, I'm just picturing my the person transcribing it. That's like somewhere just transcribing your notes and being like, this woman talked to Cher and she called her babe.
They must get like such a funny variety of jobs, transcribers. Oh, so
thank you for the behind the scenes look at your share interview. And yes, we'll link to that. And I'm sure it'll be lively discussion.
It's brief. It was a short, short.
It's really cool. And thanks for sharing.
Thanks for indulging me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
It's time to raise a wand. And I've got one from Nikki from London. Sorry, that pacing was a little weird.
Hi, Jen and Jess. My name is Nikki. I'm from London, England. And I wanted to firstly say thank you so much for producing the pod. I absolutely love it. It's such a bright light in my week. But yeah, I have kind of a niche raise a wand for you. So I am female, I am 30 years old, and in the past couple of years, I've been suffering with adult acne that's connected to my hormones. So I see a dermatologist and I was prescribed Roaccutane. I think in the US, you guys might call it Accutane, but the drug name is isotretinoin. So anyway, anyone who has taken this before is probably familiar with the havoc it can wreak on your skin. So for me personally, I was red, I was inflamed, I was so sore. And also I had a lot of skin peeling or skin shedding. And I was so, so embarrassed. I didn't want to leave the house. I was self-conscious. I didn't even want to see my family, honestly. So I started trying every single foundation I could get my hands on to try and find a foundation that would cover up my skin and also stay on under my mask. And the one that I found that I think is head and shoulders above the rest is the Hourglass Vanish Stick. So it is a thick foundation, but I found that the coverage was really high, at the same time really comfortable. It didn't settle into my smile lines or crack. And when I patted it in with a brush, a firm, dense, bristled brush, I found that it could sort of just sit on the flaky patches and disguise them really well. But yeah, I tried loads of foundations. That's the one that I want to recommend. I think it deserves a shout out. And that's it. So thanks, guys, and happy holidays to everyone.
Okay, Nikki. First of all, I'm really hoping that your journey with Accutane and your journey with acne goes well. But thank you for that recommendation. I think a lot of people need a foundation like that. Hourglass is the one. You guys got it. I want to hear more Raisa Wands. It's the best part of the show. That's when we just shut up and let you guys do the show, which is great. Email us, info@fatmascara.com, like send us a voice memo, or you can call us. I haven't said our phone number in a while. I wonder if I remember it. Okay, let me try. 646-481-8182. I do remember it. It's also in the show notes. So yeah, talk to us. Tell us your Raisa Wand. Jess?
I have a good Raisa Wand, and I'm hoping that you like it because, well, I don't know if you're going to like it. It's just, that would be interesting because it's German. And basically, you're like almost German now.
Oh, please. Slow your roll.
Okay. Well, if you all don't know, Jen is taking German right now.
Ich spreche Deutsch. Nur ein bisschen. And my accent's horrible. Okay. Also, can I tell you, I still laugh out loud thinking about last week when I spoke to you.
Please stop.
German,
please stop. Please stop.
And you said, I'll take two.
Well, I'm glad I could give you a chuckle.
Still makes me laugh every time. I can't even. Like, I've been like
English.
In bed, like falling asleep and thinking about it and laughing still.
Oh, well, that's high praise because whatever makes you giggle when you fall asleep, you know, that's funny.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, the German Raisa Wand.
So it's the brand is called, it's so good, Fusscraft, Fusscraft. Have you ever heard of them? Fusscraft?
No, tell me.
Well, it's called Gerol Soft Feet Cream, Gehwol. For our German friends, feel Gerol. Free to. Gerol?
Vol. The W is
Gerol. Oh, yes, I actually do remember that from art history. It's a V. Weiner Werkstatter. I remember that from school.
Yes.
If anyone wants to call and correct me on that too, because it's been a while since I was in college.
Okay. Tell me about this Fusscraft.
Okay, so Fusscraft. So this soft feet cream was recommended to me by the Medi Pedi Clinic. And I cannot wait to have our friend from the Medi Pedi Clinic come on in it's not even a month or two. She's amazing. And she raves about this cream. It is $28. It's a little steep for a foot cream, but I'm telling you, I've been using it for like a month now. It's really good. It has milk peptides. It has honey extract. I put it on my feet. I put it on my legs. You could even use it on your hands. It's not going to do anything bad. It doesn't have like, you know, powder on it. It's going to feel weird. And it just like absorbs very nicely. I put it on, like I put socks on because it's cold now. It's really good. It's a really good foot cream. And I love that Marcella from Medi Pedi recommended it because she is very specific. When you listen to her, when she comes on the show, she's incredibly specific about what she likes and what she doesn't like. She has her reasons, so I'll let her explain them. But anyway, I love that she loves this and it's working for me. So if you have very dry feet, get into this. You can get it on Amazon.
This is one of those mind meld Raisa Wands.
Dry. Oh my God, do you have a foot thing?
No, it's not foot, but it's about being dry.
Okay.
My face hurts. My rosacea's flaring. Everything is bad. I got to that point, which luckily I haven't had yet, but I know some of you listeners have talked about this in our Facebook group. That point where you just rinse your face with water and it hurts. Yeah, like at night. I've been dreading washing my face. Sometimes the cleanser's okay, but the rinse part, the water hurts my face. That's how dry it is. Luckily, I still had left, and I pulled it out, and there's still half a tube left. The Aven Recover... Hold on, let me get the name right. Aven Soothing Skin Recovery Balm that Dr. Mona Gohara told us about when we did our interview with her. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to need this at some point because it's for super, super sensitive skin. I think we talked to her in the summer when my skin was just like, okay. And I was like, this is a nice moisturizer. People,
The time that it works, let me tell you, is when you have sensitive skin. If you don't, it's a great moisturizer, you know, fragrance-free, all that. If you do, it is truly right now the only thing that doesn't feel like fire when I put it on my face. And so it's moisturizing, which is helping calm down the rosacea and the irritation, but it's more just the act of being able to put on something without it stinging. So nice. And it's a balm, so it's a nice, thick, creamy consistency, mm-hmm. no fragrance in it. And I've been making sure to put it on right before I apply the mask. So the little papery mask doesn't just like rub around on the dry skin and make everything worse. Not too pricey either for a really beautiful French pharmacy brand and like high quality, no preservatives, no fragrance, all that good stuff. So Avène Recovery Balm, put that on your face, put your Kraftwerk on your, no, Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk. It's a band. Your soft feet cream, your Gefahl. Gefahl.
No, what's the brand name?
It's Fusscraft, Gefahl, Fusscraft. We've just lost all of our German listeners. I'm sorry.
Tschüss, auf Wiedersehen. I'm back when I'm finished learning to do German.
Jen,
I'm so sorry. God. I need my beauty sleep.
Yeah, I know we're going crazy.
We need that you too. We'll see you guys. I know it's Wednesday. We'll see you again on Friday in 2 days for a great interview episode.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.